This is Classical IPR, WIAA Interlochen, and WIAB Mackinac City, classicalipr.org. And now, a special presentation live from Bay Harbor, Michigan.
Welcome to this Interlochen Public Radio broadcast event. We're coming to you live from the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. As Tony mentioned, we're in Bay Harbor, Michigan. I'm Nancy Deneen. Raising the Curtain is tonight's program. It's a grand opening gala for this performance venue, brand new to Northern Michigan. On the program tonight, the triumphal march from Verdi's Aida. The center's artistic director, Michael Kaiser, says it's music fit for the occasion.
It feels like a triumphal moment when a community works this hard and is this generous to come together to create something that's going to last many, many decades.
You'll also hear some Rodgers and Hammerstein, Lerner and Lowe, with Broadway performer Rachel Gold. Concertmaster has entered the stage. And a little bit later on, we'll hear more from the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. They're appearing in Northern Michigan tonight to play this gala concert. And appearing with them will be the Interlochen Festival Choir. They've been directed by John Bragel. All traveled up here to Bay Harbor to perform works by Verdi and Tchaikovsky with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. The two groups met and rehearsed together for the first time just this afternoon. You're listening to Classical IPR Interlochen Public Radio, and the conductor for tonight, Andrew Grams, has entered the stage and joined the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Color Guard is entering the stage, local law enforcement bringing in the flag. They include members of the Charlevoix Police, the Boyne City Police, and the Charlevoix Sheriff's Department. Star Spangled Banner, John Stafford Smith, with words, of course, by Francis Scott Key. And the Color Guard now exits the stage at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Bay Harbor, Michigan. This is Classical IPR, broadcasting live tonight, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra and the Interlochen Festival Choir featured on the program. Coming up, we have performances by Yisong Sophie Lee and Rachel Gold. This is Classical IPR. We're about to hear from conductor Andrew Grams.
First off, good evening to each and every one of you. My name is Andrew Grams. This is the world-renowned Detroit Symphony Orchestra and the Interlochen Festival Choir. Please give them a round of applause. I was going to say, I was going to ask you all, what did you think of the first sounds of this new hall? But I think your seats spoke for you a little bit. Thank you very, very much for joining us. We are very, very honored to be a part of this inaugural concert. We have a wonderful show for you this evening, and we're going to start off the formal part of our show with something that is going to be quite loud, the triumphal march from Verdi's opera, Aida.
Thank you.
the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and the Interlaken Festival Choir. Music from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Aida, the Triumphal March, sometimes called the Grand March, a triumphal moment for the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. This is their gala grand opening concert, Raising the Curtain, coming to you live on Interlaken Public Radio. This is Classical IPR. Coming up, we have music by Rossini, the overture to The Barber of Seville. Also ahead tonight, Broadway tunes and music of Camille Saint-Saëns, along with Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture. It's a great lineup tonight. Hope you're enjoying this live broadcast coming to you right here in Northern Michigan. The Detroit Symphony Orchestra is joined on stage by Andrew Grams, the conductor.
Thank you.
Rossini's overture to The Barber of Seville, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Andrew Grams asked the orchestra to stand, and the audience at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts very enthusiastically.
Thank you very, very, very much.
It.
Now for something completely different. Here to sing two great favorites from Broadway, please welcome to the stage Rachel Gold.
Rachel Gold singing I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady.
The next piece is You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel. A golden sky.
Rachel Gold and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Grams at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. This performance coming to you live on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Nancy Deneen. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Coming up, we've got music of Camille Saint-Saëns, The Swan from The Carnival of the Animals. Cellist Peter McCaffrey with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Also on stage for that performance, ballerina Simone Messmer. She danced with the San Francisco Ballet and the Miami City Ballet. She danced beautifully on a stage large enough to hold a full-size orchestra and room for an entire ballet performance at the front of the stage. Michael Kaiser mentioned to us before the show that it's a large stage on purpose for performances such as this.
That's one of my all-time favorite pieces of music. Is it yours? And played so beautifully and danced, well, I hope it was danced beautifully. I didn't see it. It was wonderful, wasn't it? Good. I grew to love ballet much later in my life. Before, I was a violinist in a different part of my life on this planet, and my first job was in the New York City Ballet Orchestra. So not only did I learn to love Nutcracker because we did it 45 times a year, but I also got to learn really to love just the absolutely amazing art that is ballet, and it's absolutely stunning what ballet dancers can do, and we're so lucky to have Simone here for this tonight. We are also very lucky to have an extremely talented young violinist to play a wonderful piece by Camille Saint-Saëns, The Havanaise. Please welcome to the stage Sophie Lee.
Sophie Lee, a 14-year-old virtuoso violinist, joins the orchestra on stage for this music by Saint-Saëns. Violinist Sophie Lee with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Grams. She shakes the concertmaster's hands, actually all the way through the first desks. She shakes hands all around. And the orchestra showing their appreciation for her performance as well as the audience. This is Classical IPR's broadcast live from the Great Lakes Center for the Arts, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Coming up, more from the Interlochen Festival Choir. Thanks for tuning in for this electric evening in Bay Harbor, Michigan.
Oh, wow, two standing ovations already. I told you that was going to be something else, and it's such a charming, delightful piece. While we get our chorus and the rest of our forces here, I just want to thank each and every one of you for making a building like this happen in a beautiful, beautiful part of the state and really a beautiful part of our country. We're going to send you off this evening with the 1812 Overture. Now, unfortunately, we don't have room for cannons here. But I have been told that our bass drummist is going to give them a real thwack so that you can feel everything that you need to feel. Now, we're not going to just do the big loud bit at the end. We're going to play the whole piece, which is a really, really wonderful thing. And it starts off with the chorus alone singing a Russian prayer. Very, very soft. And then there will be the Battle of 1812, the War of 1812. The French are going to storm. The Russians are going to fight back. And then we're all going to go home extremely happy. So I wanted to, again, just thank all of you so much for being with us here tonight. We are extremely honored to be a part of the opening of this great facility, and we hope to see you back here again very, very, very soon. Thank you very much, and have a good rest of the evening.
Thank you.
The Detroit Symphony Orchestra and the Interlochen Festival Choir, an ensemble 250 strong on the stage of the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. It's the gala opening, and that was the 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky. Does that one give you goosebumps? The crowd is very happy here tonight. It's an electric atmosphere at this Bay Harbor location. Conductor Andrew Grams with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Interlochen Festival Choir director is John Bragel, and since there was already a conductor for this performance, John sang along with his group. You're listening to Classical IPR's live broadcast of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Raising the Curtain is the night's program at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. Conductor Andrew Grams on stage asking the orchestra to stand once again and the choir, and he's pumping his fist. I think that means he's happy with how everyone did. The brass section gets its own standing bow, and now the whole orchestra. Thanks for tuning in to Interlochen Public Radio this evening. We're live in Bay Harbor. Coming up tomorrow night on Interlochen Public Radio, the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. It's week two with Guillermo Figueroa conducting the group in the Symphony No. 1 by Dmitri Shostakovich. That's tomorrow night. Tune in at 7 for archival performances, and the live concert is at 8. This broadcast performance was engineered by Michael Culler with assistance from Nancy Conforti and Tony Barrow in the IPR studio. Special thanks to Jill O'Neill, Executive Director of the Great Lakes Center for the Arts, along with C.J. Winnell, Alexandra Myers, and the whole team at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. Interlochen Center for the Arts Assistant IT Director David Vondurant, and thanks to Rory Baker, Executive Director of Interlochen Presents. The Executive Director of Interlochen Public Radio is Peter Payette. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I'm Nancy Dineen from Bay Harbor, Michigan. This is Interlochen Public Radio.
This has been a special presentation of Classical IPR, WIAA Interlochen, and WIAB Mackinac City, classicalipr.org.